So today we're going to pray for Grand Terrace and its officials. Its population is 12,403. The crime is every 17 hours they have a crime occur. The overall crime grade is D+, violent crime C-, property crime C+. Top crime issues are vandalism at 14%, drugs 6%, burglary and theft, vehicle theft at 5%. They serve under District 3, where Don Rowe is the San Bernardino County Board Supervisor. They work under a city council. The mayor has been mayor since 2010, or has been elected since 2010 as a council member. And her position is up for re-election in this year. Her name is Darcy McNabo. Bill Hussey is the mayor pro tem, and he's up for election in another couple of years. Sylvia Robles, a council member, her term ends 2024. Doug Wilson ends this year. So there are two positions up, the mayor and for the Doug Wilson's position. Jeff Allen is another council member, and he was elected in 2018, and his is up for 2024. The city manager is Conrad Bolowicz, and there are three positions that is open in the school board for the Colton Joint Unified School District, which is what they run under. So Father God, we pray for these positions. We pray that you bring people in and leaders that will fulfill these positions to help this city be prosperous and successful and help the students be able to learn what they need to learn and not things that cause them to be confused or become worse off than they are. We pray, God, that they would get back to the basics and that they would learn to be good citizens. We pray for the leaders that you would give them wise and godly counselors who will provide them honest wisdom and encouragement. Help them to have humility in their hearts to make apologies or adjustments when things are necessary. Lord, pour out a spirit of cooperation between the elected leaders. Break down the barriers that are built up by selfish ambition for personal power. Safeguard their marriages and families because they do spend much time away from home and all the committees, etc. And God, we pray that you would give the leaders, the city council, the mayors, and the city manager, and others clarity to know what issues are most important to dedicate their time toward. That includes the school board members. Soften the hearts of the leaders to hear and understand the needs of the communities that they serve. Bring a spirit of harmony and righteousness among the staff members who work to support each elected leader. Protect the leaders from falling into temptations of bribes, unfaithfulness, or straying from what they know is right. Lord, protect them from the plots of evil to stand for what you have established. And then, Father, we pray that they would fulfill the tenets, the 12 tenets that they acknowledged and sworn in on, for their code of ethics, that they would be dedicated to the concepts of effective and democratic local government, and that they would affirm the dignity and worth of the services rendered, that they would be creative and have a practical attitude toward the affairs of the government, and a deep sense of social responsibility to be a trusted public servant, that they be dedicated to the highest ideals of honor and integrity, both in public and in personal relationships, that would encourage the respect and confidence of their constituents, that they would recognize that their chief function is to serve the best interest of all of the people. Father, that they would submit proposals with facts and advice on matters of policy, that people presenting this, so that would help them make informed decisions, and that they would have community goals and uphold and implement those policies. That they would recognize that people are entitled to the credit for the establishment of certain things that they come on, but the policy execution rests with the city council. That they would refrain from all political activities which undermine public confidence, and that they would refrain from participation in the election of members of the employing legislative body and make it a duty continually to improve their professional ability and develop competence in their management techniques. That they would keep the community informed on affairs and encourage communication between citizens and all local government officers. That they would emphasize friendly and courteous service to the public and seek to improve the quality and image of public service. That they would resist any encroachment on professional responsibilities, that they would be without interference and handle each problem without discrimination, and they would follow the principle of justice, that they would handle all matters of personnel on the basis of merit so that fairness and impartiality govern their decisions pertaining to appointments, pay adjustments, promotions, and discipline. And we pray, Father, that the public office is a public trust, and that the members shall not leverage their position for personal gain or benefit. And lastly, Father, we pray that they would not fall prey to money, power, or fame, the love of money, the abuse of power, or thinking that their fame means more than the way that they should be humble. So, Father, we pray that you would balance those things and help them to use money wisely and to help them budget the finances and to speak into that and to listen to people with some ideas that would improve their area and improve the land and improve the economy. And we thank you, Father, that they would work with the law enforcement officers and the sheriff's department to find ways to improve their crime, and so that it would go down, specifically looking at the areas that are causing it and where it's happening. And so, Father, we pray that by the time we pray for this city again, that we will see significant changes because the elected officials would speak up and be given information that would help them make healthy decisions. In Jesus' name, amen.